regular listeners to the podcast will have learned that last week when I was talking to Peter Aramo at the Folger Theater about the Folger Fantasy Football League, that got Reed Martin, Dan Sasky, and I talking on our drive through Missouri about what would our ideal fantasy theater team be. I think the first person you'd want to draft is obviously Meryl Streep. Am I right?
Well, you know,
everybody'd be fighting.
Here's the thing about Meryl Streep, Austin. You know, yes, in her younger days, she did a lot of theater. Frankly, I don't think she's in playing shape anymore. You know, she's doing film.
Yeah.
You know, you can stop and start. You get weeks or months to shoot it. And frankly, I maybe a late round draft pick for me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 469, Fantasy Theater League. Last week, you heard my conversation with Peter Aramo of the Folger Theater in Washington, D.C., talking about the Folgers Fantasy Football League and its relationship to Shakespeare. I spent this week touring Missouri and one tiny part of Kansas, performing the ultimate Christmas show abridged with Reed Martin and Dan Sasky, and we had a lot of time sitting in the car driving between Maryville, Rolla, and Springfield, Missouri. At one point, we were discussing the Folgers Fantasy League and began speculating about what our fantasy theater team might be. But first, Dan and Reed began by explaining how fantasy sports teams work.
Well, fantasy sports, you would get a bunch of buddies, a bunch of friends, colleagues, to get together in a form of fantasy league. And what you do is you choose a sport, so, you know, football, and then you would draft players, existing players that play in the NFL, and then you set lineups each week as to who you think is going to do the best that week. You get points off their stats, how many rushing yards they get, or if they get a touchdown, you get a certain amount of points. And basically, you match up with someone each week, and whoever scores the most points wins that matchup, and your team has a record going through the season.
And it's based on the existing schedules, the existing sports schedule.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And is that different from baseball?
No, that's basically it. I mean, fantasy baseball, yeah, you draft certain players, and the sort of typical baseball stats is there's four stats that you keep for hitters and four stats you keep for pitchers: home runs, runs batted in, batting average, okay, wins, strikeouts, saves, and then that's based on what all those actual players really do during a game, and then you add it up and somebody wins. And often, if you might play for 20 or 50 bucks a year, and if you finish first or second or third, you might actually win a little bit of money.
Okay. Well, so in a fantasy theater league, then, I guess you'd want to scour the theatrical listings, see what plays are open or running, see what kind of reviews these actors get, and build your team based on that, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Do they give good, solid performances? Are they bankable?
Well, yeah. And you were talking about, you know, Meryl Streep's possibly being out of shape to do live theater. This is probably, too, if anybody has Al Pacino on their fantasy team,
hoo-ha!
He's just getting terrible reviews for this new David Mamet play that he's doing. And you have
sometimes you don't want to ask, it's just, you know, with actors, just like players, you don't want to ask them to do something of which they're not capable. What you want to do is find out what they do well and have them do that.
And I guess anybody who had Bruce Willis on their fantasy theater team is probably regretting that choice now, because he just got terrible reviews in Misery, which, again, I think it speaks to what you're talking about, Reed, is that you don't cast Bruce Willis to be captivating and engaging on stage when he's trapped in a bed. Okay. You want him running around in bare feet over broken glass.
It's a rookie mistake. He's a movie actor.
Okay.
All right.
So, but he's worked on stage.
Yeah. He's a superstar in the movies. On stage, utility player at best.
Yeah.
Well, and these are things you want to consider during the fantasy theater season.
Yeah.
It's just like during a fantasy, you know, football or baseball season is, you know, what play is this, is the actor in?
Yeah.
You know, where is it? Who's directing? You know, and you think they're going to be successful in it, just like in football, you might not start a certain quarterback if they're playing a team with a really good defense. You know, because in the fantasy sports world, you have a bench that you could go to. You have five or six extra players, which would be the same, I would presume, in the theater league, that you have all of these actors to choose from. And
that's right.
Each, I guess every month or two, really, you would be subbing in certain actors to play for you that month.
Well, in a baseball league, everybody would want Mike Trout of the Angels or Buster Posey of the Giants. In a theater league, I'd say many years, your number one draft choice is going to be Nathan Lane, right? He's a superstar.
Yeah,
you got to look, you know, in sports, you look week to week. Mm-hmm. In theater, you got, as Dan says, you got to look show to show. Nathan Lane playing Hamlet? No, I'm going to have him inactive that show.
And you never know. You might draft Nathan Lane, and he does, you know, they remount the producers, whatever, you know, and he's incredible, and you're getting all these points. And then all of a sudden, he just announces he's going to take a break the rest of the season.
Right. Yeah,
and you can't play him the rest of the season because you're going to get 0 points from him.
Right, yeah.
Right. So then maybe you have to release him, right? You say, well, okay, and then he changes his mind and he comes back and he does a Neil Simon and boom, you've lost all those points. It's a tough thing to do.
And someone else picks him up and they're,
That's a tough call. And you can't just swap out Matthew Broderick for Nathan Lane. It's not an equal exchange at all.
Well, no, and probably somebody else has Matthew Broderick already.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
So you only get him if somebody's released him.
Well, this is the, you know, and getting back to Misery, Bruce Willis's co-star in Misery is Laurie Metcalf, who I think, you know, she came out of the Chicago League, out of Steppenwolf, you know, and she's money in the bank every single time. Is she a home run hitter? Not sure, but she's always a double or a triple.
You got to look for value, right?
Right, value.
So she's got value, but she's not a superstar. So she may not go in the first round. You might be able to nab her second, third, maybe even fourth round, but she's going to deliver points for you, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I think my question for you guys would be, is how do you distinguish each position? If we were going to say this was fantasy, if we were going to relate it to fantasy football, is the quarterback, would you be able to draft a director? And that might be, you know, your quarterback for the season.
Right.
And are your wide receivers and running backs your leading actors, leading actresses? And then, you know, do you get to choose an entire theater company or an entire venue or an entire production? Because in fantasy football, you would have a defense special teams and you get points anytime the defense gets an interception or returns a punt.
You get a point for each laugh.
You'd get a point for laugh, but maybe you would choose like an ensemble. You know, like I'm going to choose the entire ensemble of Wicked.
So it probably
something rotten. Yeah.
Okay, a leading dramatic actor male, a leading dramatic actor female, a leading comic actor male, a leading comic actor female, and then the same
supporting actor.
With supporting.
Well, I got to think that you know, we would all in our fantasy theater league, we would all be fighting for Lin-Manuel Miranda. He writes, he performs, he acts, he sings, he raps. The kid can do it all.
He's getting you points in more than one category. In baseball, you got a guy who hits home runs. Well, every home run is also an RBI, so you're doubling up.
Right. Miranda could draw up your plays. He could write the fight song, you know, for your team.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he'd come up with some great team names, too.
you probably draft a director. You probably draft a playwright.
Yeah.
It's tricky. And is it? I think it needs to include the entire country, you know, not just New York, because, you know, there's theater fans all over the country, all over the world.
Absolutely.
I got to say a big mistake I made, you know, when you talk about names. Several years back, Victor Victoria was on tour, and I'm going, well, Julie Andrews started in the theater, back in the theater, husband's a producer, boom, money in the bank, she blows out a vocal cord, I finished last.
Yeah, you can't predict that. That's a heartbreak.
No.
Heartbreak
it's
in the fantasy league.
Killed my season.
Hi, I'm Howard Sherman, noted theatrical pundit and raconteur, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our final performance of 2015 is this Saturday night when we'll perform the ultimate Christmas show abridged at UC Davis in California. Then our winter of 2016 tour picks up again in January with performances of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged and The Complete History of America Abridged in Ohio, Michigan, and Georgia. And then next April and May of 2016, we'll perform the official RSC premiere of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play abridged at the Folger Theater at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Reed, we sort of kind of started this back when we were at University of California, Berkeley. We had some theater. We had our extra intramural theater teams there. What were the names of those teams?
Well, our intramural flag football team was the Avant Guards. Mm-hmm. We should say in a fantasy league, really almost more important than the points or your team name. You got to have a great team name.
So
we were playing intramural flag football. It was the Avant Guards. We had intramural softball. That was a comedy of errors. But I guess, it's usually a play on words. So, you know, we need to think of a famous play. Mm-hmm. You know, the Iceman Stealeth.
A streetcar named Touchdown!
Oh!
I mean, your team could start as something like Giants, you know, but ends up something rotten. You know, it's...
Oh, right.
That's not what you want.
Dirty Rotten Dodgers?
Dirty Rotten Dodgers.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. In more ways than one.
Yeah. Oklahoma!
There you go.
The Swing and I? No, that sounds more like a dance band.
Yeah.
Be interesting to if you wanted to start picking your team. I get this feeling that I would be picking a lot of utility players. I don't know why, because I just feel like maybe I wouldn't get stars, or maybe my bias is towards character actors, because that's what I am. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I like a Laurie Metcalf. Speaking of something rotten, I like Brian D'Arcy James. This kid's having a great season. He's nominated for a Tony for Something Rotten. He was the original King George III in Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton when it played the public. He's also in this movie Spotlight that's getting these fantastic reviews that's coming out this December of 2015.
Well, and these are extra points, too.
Yeah.
You're in a premiere, extra points for that. You know?
Yeah, you're in a movie. Yeah, you're in a premiere. You originate the role.
Originate
you get extra,
role, extra points.
Extra points. I mean, that seems like that's... And he's the kind of guy... I'm not sure. Outside of New York, he's not well known.
Right.
See, this is the thing: you got to do your research mm-hmm. in the various actors around the country, right?
Well, yeah, it's like in fantasy baseball, you really got to do your research. Who was in the minors last year? Who's going to be maybe starting this year? Had good stats at AAA, and so you know maybe that's where your research into your major regional theaters. Yeah. Okay, who's going to go to Broadway?
Right.
You know, David Diggs from the Bay Area. I would have drafted him, right? Because I know him. He's a great guy. Oh, he's in Hamilton. That's going to be a hit. Boom.
Right. Well, and you want to. Do you analyze the ballparks as well? Like some horses are good in mud, and some good horses are good on dry land. Maybe getting back to Bruce Willis, maybe he's better in a smaller off Broadway house rather than a big Broadway house, or you know.
That could be. It's like in baseball, you draft a pitcher if he plays in a big ballpark. Well, then that's going to help his stats, you know. Or a hitter who plays in a small ballpark, that's going to help his stats. So somebody who's not good vocally, an actor who can't project, you definitely want him in a small space, or it's going to kill you.
Well, and Dan, you were bringing this up too. Is that sometimes you want to look not just in the theater, but you want to look at some TV stars maybe to bring them into the game in a way that kind of shakes up the league a little bit and something. These are players that the other owners in this league are not going to think about. So, for instance, back in the day, you'd have...
you're trying to find that Jahlil White Urkel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
You know, who wasn't supposed to be the star of Family Matters, but yet, boom, every episode then was written around him.
You think that's all he can do, Urkel. But Jahlil White is actually a pretty good actor and a really good basketball player, as it turns out. And so he's a nice surprise and brings you points. He's an overlooked gem.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking back in the day, you know, they would have Jamie Farr and William Christopher, who were Klinger and Father Mulcahy from MASH.
Right.
And they started touring the country in The Odd Couple. Now, that might sell some tickets. I'm not sure they got a lot of critical accolades.
But also, if you were in a keeper league, which I believe Reed does, I'm pretty sure.
A keeper league is, most leagues, you just have the players for that season and you start with a clean slate the next year.
Right. And if you drafted someone like, Michael J. Fox in Family Ties,
true.
I mean, you'd be sitting on points for the last 30 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and we can't forget English actors as well. You know, there's probably a whole... Can you imagine Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart on your fantasy theater team? Oh, my God.
Crushing it.
Many points.
You'd have a dynasty.
You would.
You would even get points for that when they're putting out social media things like the quadruple take or something?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Or Patrick Stewart.
Like that.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart getting stoned in a lobster costume on Twitter, you know?
Extra points.
Extra points. Yeah.
Well, depending on how many likes it gets, I guess. I mean,
right.
this, but... Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. Social media followers has to count in an overall total, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what about this? The big question, and I'm afraid I do know the answer to this, but would anyone draft us?
Thank you. It's been a great podcast. Good night.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. We started at a hashtag on Twitter called hashtag Fantasy Theater Teams. That's theater with an R-E. Post your favorite and best fantasy theater team names on Twitter using the hashtag Fantasy Theater Teams, or send them via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook, and I hope you'll post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, waterboy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Randall Brown. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Howard Sherman, director of the Arts Integrity Initiative at the New School for Drama, the interim director of the Alliance for Inclusion in the Arts, and close personal friend of Lin-Manuel Miranda. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 469/1407 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And now some more of our fantasy theater team names.
RBI Pinafore?
The Pirates of Penzance.
The Pittsburgh Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
12 Angry People. how many baseball? Baseball's only 9.
12 Angry Men on the Field.
Yeah.
Guys and Downs. Arsenic and Old Face Mask.
Oh, Helmet, Prince of Denmark.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
As You Spike It.
No.
There you go. As You Spike It. Yeah.
As You Spike It.
Bat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Days of Wins and Losses. A Thousand Downs. The Music First Baseman? No.
Playboy of the Western Division?
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.